Good afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Repeat that, please, sorry.
What is your name?
Oh, Zachary Lahey.
Mr. Lahey, okay. Would you state your name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Zachary Lahey, ADC 281-277.
Thank you, Mr. Lahey. This is Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and we're here for your revocation hearing regarding the one allegation on your warrant. And based on information that we have, we was notified of this hearing back on February the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And on there, among other things, stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself this afternoon, sir?
Yeah.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing this afternoon. They are to my left, which would be to your right, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself, that is the Honorable Mr. Rudy Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead. I'm also board chair. We also have another person in the room, another gentleman, and that is the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Rahel and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, will help you God or do you so far?
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have one allegation on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation, and once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false? And it reads, that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12B. As demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 11773 North 91st Avenue in Peoria, Arizona, on about January 29, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you were under strength from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon Mr. Rahel, I'm moved to find that he violated terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Kawanis, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. Let me get you to hold just 1 second, sir. Just hold 1 second, I'll be right back to you if I can. Okay, well, if you call back, I'll interrupt again, but I'm going to move forward at this time.
There we go.
Okay, now I've got this one, okay. Good afternoon, Wright speaking. Yes, sir. Oh, he waved, okay. Would you ask them to get the appropriate documents to the office so that we will have that? Okay, so thank you so very much, and have a great day. We really appreciate it. Okay, thank you. Okay, so for the one other one that was, he waved, so we won't have to worry about that one. And they said they'll give the paperwork to us. Okay, sir, I'm back to you, sir. Okay, I think we have just had the motion that you violated terms and conditions of the supervision, that you have denounced what you had and may have lapsed into criminal ways. Now we're going into phase two of your hearing. Phase two of your hearing is very important because at the end of phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue your own supervision. We always begin phase two by receiving some background information, and once we get that background information, we're going to come back, the board members will come back and talk to you, and you can tell the board whatever you wish to tell the board this afternoon, sir. So at this time, just hang on to the phone and remain quiet as the Honorable Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. Honorable Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Lahey was released from ADC custody on 11-30-2018. And arrested on 2-1-2019 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges are noted. He is returned back to ADC custody on 2-5-2019 with an adjusted CSED of 6-4-2019 with 3 abscondes. Current conviction, 2015, theft, 4 years. Prior convictions, 2013, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 9 months. 2011, commitment B, count one, criminal trespassing, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. 2011, commitment B, count five, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. 2010, commitment C, theft, 1 year. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3. Mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2014, TIS release, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with drugs and violence noted. Other arrest, 2010, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2010, theft, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2010, minor in possession of alcohol, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2011, aggravated assault, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2011, criminal trespassing, first degree, Arizona felony conviction probation. He has a GB score of G6, V6.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Attorney. Okay, Mr. LaHaye, we're back to you, sir, and now we're going to look just a few moments at your case supervision summary, and we'll just talk a few minutes about that. It seems to me that when you were released, that you were to reside at Deep Within Recovery in Peoria, and then you were transported to this to another residence up in, by your Cayman parole officer, and then you moved, I guess you were to reside at Lake Havasu City, and was those the two places where you resided while you were officer, or did you reside somewhere else?
No, that's it.
Sir, I just didn't hear you.
Yeah, I got released and I went to Havasu and started relapsing and missing classes, so my PO sent me to Deep Within, 91st in Peoria, and I left there within a couple hours.
And why did you leave there, sir?
I was wrapped up in my addiction, and I wasn't thinking straight.
Okay. I do take note, I went through all of this, and I do take note that apparently you admitted that you were using methamphetamine. Were you using any other illegal substances aside from methamphetamine, sir?
No, that was it.
So has that been a habit of yours for a while, or is this something new for you, using meth?
Since I was 16.
Since you were 16, okay. And what have you done over the years of trying to rid yourself of that habit, sir?
I mean, I've had different lapses where I would stay clean. I've gone through programming. I went through the Alpha program in county jail. That's a 6-month program. As far as being on the street, I haven't really done much. And as far as in here, I've gone to AA and to church, and I've sought out help that way, but I really think I should have given that halfway or that rehab a chance. I liked it there, and I don't know, it was a snap decision, and it was a bad idea.
Now, when you said that, what was that? That's Deep Within Recovery. Is that the one you're talking about, sir?
Right. Yeah,
that's a good program. At least we've been told that's a good program, and I think that your parole officer was doing all that could be done to make sure that you were successful. It just seemed to me, in reading, you know, this summary here, that everything seemed to be centered around your using this this methamphetamine. So when you get out, whether we let you out now or you get out in June, what are your plans so that you can kind of rid yourself of this habit and become a productive citizen? Because I know you said you've been doing this ever since you were 16, and I believe now you're about 27, so you've been doing this for about 11 years. So what are you going to do to rid yourself of using methamphetamine, sir?
I mean, I'm mean, I'm just going to surround myself with my family more, and I know they support me 100%. Whether I get out, whether you guys let me out now or I get out at my end date, I'm still planning on going back to that deep within. I talked to the owner, and he said I was more than welcome to come back as soon as I got out. So I'm going to try and go through some type of program that's going to give me better tools to battle it. I'm gonna battle my addiction, but
okay.
And I do plan on going to school once I complete that program.
Okay. You said something to your grandfather apparently that you were staying at, that you was safe with the old girlfriend, and they were at the, and I guess y'all at the mall somewhere, that you could not do parole and just needed time to party, and would contact him, I guess that was your grandfather, whenever you were ready to turn yourself in. So you were kind of just hanging out there, so to speak. Am I correct, sir?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. So I lived in Phoenix since I was 15, and I hadn't been back out there after getting released. And then when they drove me, my PO drove me out to Phoenix from Havasu, it was a snap decision. I was right down the street from her, and she contacted me. I've been in contact with her since I gotten out, but I hadn't seen her yet, and so. It was like a jump decision to go see her, and then I stayed the night with her for two nights, and then I called my grandpa and told him that I was ready to go back. I was trying to go back to rehab. My aunt, the one that I was living with, she's done this over the years. She's taken in parolees and tried to rehabilitate them, and that's kind of her calling. She's a devout Catholic, and so she was trying to help me out. I was trying to go back with her because I wanted to be around family. But my PO told me to come in and talk to him, and he violated me. Or I guess I was violated once I left the deep within. But
yes, sir. Now, did you have any employment at all while you were out, sir?
I was employed. I was doing an apprenticeship for an electrician. I was a couple of weeks away from being on the payroll, but then I started, getting wish-washy with him, and he told me to take a break and come back whenever I got clean, so I had never gotten on the payroll, but I was working.
Okay, well, that's a good profession, you know, being an electrician, and that's one where there will always be some needs, especially here in the Valley of the Sun. During the winter months, it gets a little cool there, and in the summer, it gets a little warm, so you can always have some good employment in that field, and with all this construction work going on. But at this time, sir, I'm going to see if my other distinguished colleagues might have some questions for you, sir. I don't believe that they do. So at this time, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing, but we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its decision. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I just would like to take a chance to go with the rehab instead of being in here. I don't think it's doing me any good to be in here. I kind of thought I made the right choice when I left that rehab, and I thought I would, come back and see friends, and I get back here and everyone was strung out just on heroin, and it's not a good environment, and I knew I should have stayed in that rehab the moment I left, but I had already made this decision, and I wish I didn't let my addiction control my choices so much, but I'm willing to make changes.
You're going to have to make up your own mind, sir. That, that's one thing that sometimes young person like you don't think that way, like some of us more older people. But you're going to have to get it in your own mind. Once you make up your mind that you're going to stay off of methamphetamine or any other illegal substance, you can do it, but you got to get it in your own own mind, and that's what we want you to do, because we don't want to see you or hear you being in orange again. So we want you to be out, be a productive citizen. But at this time, sir, the board is going into discussion. As you may or may not know, in the state of Arizona, we operate under the open meeting law, which means that we never discuss this case before. That's what we only discuss it when you're looking at us and we're talking to you and you're listening. So at this time, we're going to ask you to just to listen, and once we complete our discussion, then we're going to make a determination whether to revoke your supervision or to continue you on supervision, sir. Now the board is in discussion. I find Mr. LaHaye to be a very interesting young man. I think that he's about ready to turn that corner. But in my opinion, this is one board member. I don't think he's quite turned it yet, but he's getting there. I think now he recognizes the fact that it's something that he's going to have to do, and he says that he's willing to go back to be within the halfway house, and he needs a program like that so that he can really turn it around, because he's tried so many programs, including AA and some others, and they just haven't worked. But he's got to find one where he's going to just stick with it, and then he can be successful. You know, I think, you know, in as much as he's going to be out come, what, May of this year, June of this year, I think it'd be best for him just to complete it. And when he gets out, to go to that halfway house, meet with him, and really just stay there. But while he's still incarcerated at this point, I hope that he will put together a plan so he'll know exactly what he's going to do when he get out, and then he stick to it, and then I believe that he can be successful. But that's just my feeling as one board member. I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, therefore I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to revoke Mr. LaHaye's, Zachary LaHaye's supervision, ADC number 281277, inasmuch as he did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, inasmuch as he admitted himself that he had relapsed on methamphetamine. And therefore, that is my motion to revoke.
Second.
Okay, a motion by myself, second by Honorable Mr. Corrales, a great lady, Honorable Mr. Neal. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you are going to be out, according to information we have, on about June 4th of this year, and that's just around the corner. And please, get yourself ready. So when you get out this time, be excited, be ready to go, and don't relapse again, and be successful. We'll count on you, because we need good young people like you to continue to make a difference. So this will end your hearing, and please put the 03 back on the phone for us, sir.
Thank you.